This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off our Saturday episode of the show here, even though it's actually Thursday still when we're recording this. That's because there's so many interesting people to talk to here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest. ForkFest 2020 is happening here at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. My name's Ian.
I'm Aria.
And we have a special guest to start us out here tonight. Lily Tang Williams is with us, a newer mover here to New Hampshire, first-time attendee at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, first-time also at ForkFest, which is the other event that's happening at the same time, and will be happening the next week as well here on the campground. Lily, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for having me here. This is great.
You know, have we ever had you on before? I feel like you and I have had so many interactions over time, but I don't specifically remember if you've been on the air with us.
I think I was at the Freedom Fest.
Oh, were you at Freedom Fest?
Yes, I was a speaker. I had a talk with your partner, Mark.
Ah.
Yeah, so he had me on your show.
Gotcha. So maybe I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, but then we met at the New Hampshire Libertarian Party State
That's
Convention
right.
2 years ago.
Where I was the recorder. I had my video recorder.
Yeah, I was keynote
there.
Speaker.
And you were keynoting.
Right.
And you gave an amazing speech about leaving China, which is where you were from.
I was born and grew up there. Yes.
Yeah, and that's a whole other conversation. I bet we could spend... We had a guy on Monday where we spent 3 hours with him. I bet we could spend 3 hours with you just
on
China. Oh,
that's easy. 24 years life in China,
yeah.
It's hard to summarize in 10 minutes.
So, I would love to come back to that. But let's start on this event. You've never been here before, but you've been in the libertarian movement for quite a long time, right? Like, you were involved with the Libertarian Party out in Colorado before you moved to New Hampshire.
Yes, I was, of course, an international student. I then become a citizen after I married to my husband. Mm-hmm. And then I become undeclared as a citizen, trying to figure out where I should go. Then I was a Republican. I joined the Republican Party after mm-hmm. I become citizen. Then I become libertarian for, I think, quite a long time in Colorado.
How long? When did you become a libertarian?
20 years after I came to this country, 2008.
Now, you weren't happy with the communists in China, right? Were you libertarian back then? You just didn't know the name for it?
My husband thinks so. Mm-hmm. Said that you were born libertarian, but you just did not know it. Oh, I was born American who just loved the spirit of live free or die. Mm-hmm. But I had to conform to order in order to survive. You had
in
to,
China?
Yes, conform, PC, and say yes, man. Obey.
Yeah, obey.
That's
the
what
party.
You were told to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we only had one party, one supreme leader under Mao, so really did not have any other choices. Plus, when they control all the government schools, all the propaganda, all the press, you did not know what the truth is. So what else are you going to believe as a child?
It's still hard to know what the truth is even here.
Even here in the U.S.,
States.
Right? So you have to be independent thinker, dig out truth yourself. But we were totally living in an isolated country. So we had no place even to, like today, at least maybe you can use a VPN to cross firewall to mm-hmm. access YouTube. No, we had nothing. We just had one government newspaper and a radio.
So, you obviously don't go back to China, right? Like, when was the last time you were there when you
2015.
Left? 2015. Oh, so you have been back.
I've been back and to visit family, friends quietly. No political talks, no WeChat politics. I still got 50 Cent Army attacking me on my Facebook page, Lily for Liberty.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they found
Who's
me.
Who's Army?
Lily for Liberty.
No, whose army is attacking you?
They call the 50 Cent Army. They
50,
are hired.
50 Cent?
50 Cent Army because whenever they post something on internet to against the people so-called talk bad about China, Chinese mm-hmm. party, dictatorship, then they get paid 50 cents in Chinese dollars.
So these are okay. people in China who are doing
They could
this?
Be in China. They could be in the U.S., in other countries. So they are nasty. They found me. I had about 10 people on and off, on and off. I just keep banning them, but they call me all kind of ban. So because they threaten me, you better not come back to China. You are wanted a criminal.
Well, yeah.
Because you're speaking about, anti-communism stuff, shame on you.
Yeah,
you're working for CIA, all that stuff.
So I have to say, I am surprised that you were able to go back to China without having, did they question you? Did they?
Well, 2015, remember, I was still low profile.
Were you?
Yeah.
I thought you were running for office out in Colorado.
That was 2016.
Oh.
I became a little bit more high profile because I ran for U.S. Senate. I did lots of interviews. My English got better.
Okay, you're great, by the way.
But the 2015, I wasn't really that high profile.
So, okay, I see. I didn't know that much about your history. I didn't know that you only just recently sort of came out with your story.
Right, but I really become their target because I have been posting pictures. I travel around the country now into middle school, high school, college campuses to talk about, as a communism witness, what a life is like. They really hated that. They think I'm lying, I'm cheating Americans for lots of money. I'm going to become rich because I'm going to school.
Now, what kind of response do you get from that? Because the American public education system, it largely is raising people to adore communism.
You know what? There are two sides of the story. I will tell you, lots of teachers are very friendly. When they start to teach as a social study teacher,
the students think?
But the students were very, very shocked to listen to my personal story, what's like to live there. They feel grateful after my talk. Oh my God, I'm so grateful I'm American, live here, was born here. So it's not like our kids already settled. That's why I want to go to school earlier now, middle school to high school, when they start to learn about communism. Because I also tell them communism, socialism, fundamentally the same thing. And my best comment ever from a middle school girl, a student, she said, after Miss Lily talked today, Grandma, I will never be a socialist.
Wow. Well,
so
I hope that
personal
true.
Stories work. Personal stories work. It depends how you tell your stories with old pictures showing. Not even about politics. Just talk about what your life could be if you live in that kind of society.
Mm-hmm.
You were basically controlling every day of your life.
Wow.
And you escaped that.
Well, I came here legally as a college, as a graduate school student, but in order to leave China, I did get the permission to go apply for my passport 7 times. Then I had to sign an agreement to promise I go back to China to work, and otherwise there will be consequences. I took the consequences, and I'm here.
But you didn't go back until 2015 when you did go back, and then you came back to the U.S.?
Well, what happened, even though I signed my agreement, I never went back to China after my master's degree, and they could not do anything to me because I was one of the Tiananmen Square political refugees group.
Really?
So you have 400,000 Chinese students become permanent residents.
Yeah.
So that's okay. So they did not single me out.
Okay.
So I was okay. I went back actually a couple of times.
I mean, obviously, I want to talk to you about your experience here and liberty and all that, but China's, of course, fascinating, right? There's a lot.
Especially today with this virus.
Well, that's a whole other story, but let's go back to 2015. I mean, China, obviously, there's been a lot of changes over the decades, or so it seems. You know,
right.
Chinese products have become more plentiful and better than they've ever been. So from just a market perspective, they're very active and very successful in that, even though the communists are, from what I understand, the Communist Party, or the government owns a portion of Chinese companies or all of Chinese companies? How does that work?
Well, it's getting worse under this new president. When I was in college, it was Chinese cultural renaissance. That's when we started to have dancing parties, discos, John Denver song. But when the new president took over, after he saw the economic progress of Chinese society, we become second largest economy now.
Mm-hmm.
But he is still communist. He wants more and more government control in the economy. So now we are going backwards.
Oh,
so
no.
You will say 65% were private industries, private enterprises, but now it's going backwards
there
to more and more state enterprises.
Okay,
now.
So there were. So this is what I didn't know. There were actually truly private enterprises in China for some time in the last
like a private companies in the 80s and 90s when Deng Xiaoping encouraged economic reform, special economic zones. That's when I worked in Hong Kong for 2 years, actually. Deal with some of those private industries.
Have there been nationalized industries there recently where they were private and then the state's trying to take them or did take them? Is that happening?
Well, Jack Ma's Alibaba, right? All those billion dollar businesses, guess what? They were all forced to retire and sell their shares.
More coming up here. Stand by. We're going to continue. More with Lily Tang Williams. She escaped from China. She's now a liberty-loving person here and activist in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project Migration. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Porkfest and Forkfest 20.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
Don't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here at Porkfest 2020 at the beautiful Rogers Campground, the White Mountains of New Hampshire, with people who've been here for years as part of this migration of freedom lovers coming from not just across the United States, but also around the world, and people who are brand new. And in the newer categories, Lily Tang Williams, when did you make your move to New Hampshire, Lily?
Not November, so I have been here only for 7 months.
All right, all right. So, and Ari, you're about 2 years, right?
It's 2 years a few days ago, yeah.
Congratulations on that. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So, you know, you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, now's a great time to do it. Take a few moments, go over to Bitcoin.com, get started down that road. It's an important thing to spend some time on. So Bitcoin.com can help you with that. And if you're old school Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, you can do that too. News.bitcoin.com. So Lily, you were just telling us about life in China and how things have changed over the years, and that now this new president, you say, may be taking over industry. There may be more nationalization or more state companies, and so things are going in a bad direction again in China.
I think that we call him a new Mao. You know, Chairman Mao. Yeah, that's how bad it is.
Wow.
And he also changed the Chinese constitution to make himself like a chairman of the party and the military commission forever. So I don't even want I even don't want him to call him president, because he's never elected by people. You know, so I call him Chairman Xi, like we call Chairman Mao.
Like
or,
Mao.
Yes, yeah. So it's really bad. Talk about human rights abuses, Xinjiang Uyghur, Muslim concentration camps, and the Falun Gong organ transplant. Like they took away your organs, like from the Falun Gong practitioners who are inside of the political prisons, like prisoners of conscience.
That's horrifying.
It's a total crime against humanity, and I'm just glad the world just start to pay more and more attention about what they're doing in Hong Kong, to Taiwan, and to their own people with the virus cover-up. So right now, CCP is coming to the spotlight for the whole world to realize what a true color it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are the largest authoritarian government in the world. We need to protest against them all the time. That's why they maybe come to my Facebook page to attack me, because
sure.
That's what I'm telling people.
Yeah. Speech is the enemy to the state. And you're able to speak out about what has happened there in a way that people there can't. They'll be punished. They'll be thrown into prisons.
So what is daily life like in communist China? You said you stayed there until you were 24, I think you said?
I was probably 2 months before my 24th birthday in Austin, Texas. I had my birthday there, yes. 24 years, long time. That's why I feel very young here, because people say, you're so happy in this country. Like, I'm not that young anymore. Consider I was born before Cultural Revolution, but I say my 24 years just did not count. I just wake up in this country. I enjoy living here and share my stories to say I don't want this country go down to become like a native country anymore.
Well, yeah, and look at what's happened recently, of course, with this whole COVID crazy crackdown on freedom where we've seen people in masks all over the place. What was it like in Colorado compared to New Hampshire? Was there a difference between the experiences? Did you have both experiences?
Well, we left Colorado in November, so this COVID lockdown happened basically
so
in March. I missed that, but I have family in Colorado. Yeah, I have lots of friends in Colorado, and they're locked down in U.S. style, just like the China style. It's a forceful lockdown and shut down the economy, shut down people's lives. I keep telling people, but we are not China. You know, whatever government mandated us to do is not constitutional. But Ying, be honest with you, I'm just shocked how passive Americans have become.
Yeah.
The Americans I have in mind is like a Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah,
where
like
are
that.
They now?
Yeah.
Where are they? Even in New Hampshire, you see people walk on the trails wear masks by themselves.
Yep.
What is going on today? People are so afraid.
It's crazy.
They totally trust authority too. Everybody is expert besides yourself.
Well, they'll
you know?
Trust anyone who promises to keep them alive. Ultimately,
I'm just really shocked. I tell my husband all the time. I say, where are the brave Americans? You know, where are they?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've been asking the same question. There've only been a handful of them. There was the Michigan barber, the 77-year-old
Carl.
Yeah,
he's a true American.
Yeah, he's a Michigan barber who stood up against the governor's orders and was threatened. a ton by the police over it. They took him to court, or they went to court or whoever, and he ended up winning 7-0 at the Michigan Supreme Court. So
good,
you know,
for him.
Good for him.
And Texas, too, the woman
in Dallas. Yep. Salon owner in Dallas. So there have been a handful, but there really haven't been very many. And embarrassingly, there weren't any that I know of in New Hampshire. Did you hear about anything, Aria?
Only the racetrack owner.
But and then he folded after the first week.
Yeah.
So, no.
And, you know, Hong Kong
students,
they take to the street, even wear a mask, and to fight against the CCP's influence of Hong Kong, push for their laws. And those students who are more brave, they're singing American anthem, they're carrying American flags, mm-hmm. and they even hold a sign to say, we need a Second Amendment. And look at what's going on in America, my new country. It's like we're supposed to be the world leader in terms of freedom. If we lose America, I'm telling you, the world will be a very dark place.
Well, half of Americans want to get rid of the Second Amendment, or at least gut it.
Yeah. Mm. That tells you maybe, I think really you have to look at education, why.
Yeah.
The Hong Kong Chinese students never were under communist rule, but American students have been in the government indoctrination camps. They don't know what freedom means at all.
What would you say to libertarians who are out there listening to this, having just gone through this crazy lockdown, crackdown nonsense? What's happening there versus what's happening here? Why should they move to New Hampshire?
Well,
if they love freedom.
I think New Hampshire is really our last hope for liberty in our lifetime. I have lived in Colorado, Texas, Hong Kong, China, and travel around the world. And if we love freedom, people cannot make New Hampshire a free state, then I don't know where I will go.
Well, right. What could we do? If we can't win New Hampshire, how could we ever expect
to? I cannot move back to China or Hong Kong. And I'm an American citizen. I think this is the last place we have to work on, our goals to make this state as free as possible. So we have to figure out some effective strategies. What if there's another lockdown in the fall? What are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I do. I'm not going to obey it. I didn't obey it. In Keene, New Hampshire, the night the governor, His Excellency, ordered the so-called lockdown, we threw a party in Central Square at 12:01 a.m., 2 minutes after the lockdown started, and we continued throwing those parties for the last 13 weeks. And we've been there, and the police have driven around, and the only thing they did to us was after 12 weeks, they showed up and ticketed the cars around the circle for so-called overnight parking. I went in, challenged the ticket, they dropped it.
Yeah.
So we've already had successes here, and I totally agree with you. We can make a stand for freedom here, and we can do it peacefully, because if we get enough people here to do that together, then we become a heavy influence on society, and it's already happened for the last decade.
How about we ready? Or they reopen New Hampshire people, small business owners, and just say, hey, you know what? You're all open at the same day, same time. Who are they going to go after? They're worried about their licenses,
yeah.
Maybe. See, that's another thing.
It's too bad that didn't happen, but if it does happen a second time, then yeah, that would be a perfect approach.
Because those people are hurting now. They're just like,
yeah.
they're finding bankruptcy.
Well, now they
their
have,
shops.
Now they have more, now because they're hurting, they're more likely to stand up, I think, at this point. Lily Tang Williams, I want to have you back. I mean, this we could continue this. Tom Woods is waiting in the wing, so we're going to continue that and more Free Talk Live on the way.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The Monetary Evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fight continues for the end of police brutality. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst believes that mayors of cities with autonomous zones are not doing their jobs.
They're not trying to find solutions with racial injustice. They're not sitting down and having those dialogues. They're just allowing anarchists to take over in these zones. What about all of those other residents and business owners? They really are suffering through this.
Senator Ernst is introducing a bill that would defund cities that allow for autonomous zones. In New York, hundreds of protesters camped outside City Hall. The protesters are part of a national movement that seeks to regulate police, hoping for more spending on other needs like housing and education. Police officials have warned that the budget cut is coming at a time when the city has seen a surge in shootings during the first 3 weeks in June. This is USA Radio News. One governor is reevaluating part of his plan to reopen his state's economy. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says looking back, he would have slowed down the reopening of bars.
Now seeing in the aftermath of how quickly it's the coronavirus spread in the bar setting, and you know how a bar setting in reality just doesn't work with a pandemic. People go to bars to get close and to drink and to socialize.
Abbott, speaking to television station KVIA, said the data looked good when they decided to reopen the state's economy. Now he says the state's obligation is to take measured steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State because of coronavirus.
A judge has told longtime Trump ally Roger Stone that he cannot wait till September to do his prison time due to COVID-19. The judge said he must report by July 14th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We continue from ForkFest 2020 and the Porcupine Freedom Festival happening here at the same time at Rogers Campground in beautiful northern New Hampshire. It's just wonderful to get up here once a year, and in this case, we get to stay for 2 weeks, which we normally were here for a week or so, and talk to interesting people the whole time, get to partake of services offered by this community, of a variety, you know, different types of food that are available, and shops that are set up here along Agoura Valley. It's just a beautiful time and place to be, and also to be here with you, once again, Tom Woods joining Ian and Aria in the remote Free Talk Live studios. Well, I guess for the first time in our remote studios, but we've had you on the show before. Welcome back, Tom.
I'm very glad to be here, Ian. Thanks.
You host a podcast, The Tom Woods Show.
Yes.
And you are relatively popular. I mean, there's a lot of people who seem to be familiar with you. You're walking around in sunglasses and a hat today, just so you could get here. Not because you want to avoid people.
But I needed to get to your table.
It's a good plan. I commented, like, you can't get anything done here. You know, I've got emails. I got things I could do, but I couldn't possibly do them here because I'm always interacting with people. There's always people to talk to. As you're walking down the aisles, there's always a conversation going on, and it's always interesting.
It fascinates my kids that out there in the normal world, we walk around without incident.
we come here and everybody wants to talk to me. They're saying, I met you in 2007. I don't know who that person is.
Right.
And we just have an absolute blast. But every once in a while in the normie world, somebody, when we're eating dinner or something, will come up and say, hey, are you Tom Woods? And then my kids think, who is this person? Mm. Who is our father? We were on a Disney cruise once, and we're, you know, typical bourgeois activity that I engage in. And there we are at one of the performances, and somebody says, I just had to come over here and ask.
Well, I'm glad you did, you know?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It's nice to know people are listening.
So you're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Fork Fest, for the very first time ever. It's not your first time in New Hampshire, of course. You live in Massachusetts.
I used to live there, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You did. Good job. You escaped from Massachusetts. All right. You went the wrong direction, but, you know. Yeah.
Well, I lived in New York for a while for grad school, and then I was in several places, but now we've more or less settled in Florida. But we travel all the time, and I love getting up here. I still have friends and family.
Yeah.
I like the weather. I like a lot of the New Hampshire people, so it's great to have this opportunity. I can see, well, let's say some celebrities in the background. I'm having a blast already. I don't know why I haven't done this before.
When did you get here?
Just last night.
Okay. Right.
And by the way, when you arrive at Porkfest, when it's pitch black, like right now, I see how it all works. You know, you walk up and down. It was just some eerie lights coming from, you know, some murmuring. I don't know where to go.
Did you come in that there was no party going on?
Well, I mean, the dome, I could hear the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, last night is probably going to be, well, anyway, when I came in here in the middle of the week, rather, it's not as active as it'll be later.
It's going to be a bit busier, and it has been building across the whole week. It started on Monday.
We need more late-night food options here for night owls like me.
Yeah.
None of this closing at 8.
Yeah.
Come on.
The event is sort of coming back out of a slight doldrum due to some overmanagement by the Free State Project brass that at one time, you might find this somewhat interesting, I'll try to keep it brief, but they basically took this field here and they started monetizing it at one point. They call it Agora Valley, and it came about naturally through the market where people would set up their vendor spaces where everybody passes through. You want to go down to the pavilion? You got to go this direction, right? So it's sort of created naturally over time. Every year, people would go and repurchase their spot right after the festival so they could get it for the next year. And the Free State Project, one of their organizers started, well, we're just going to start charging for the vendor area now. And so rules came in. Charges came in. And the charges went up over time, and the rules went up over time. And eventually, the vendors said, you know, screw this. We can just go 5 lanes down, set up our own little, you know, market street, basically. They called it Where It's At. And so almost all the vendors last year went over there. So this year, the Free State Project, yeah, I think they made the right choice. They decentralized, and they said, all right, no more vendor fees. You can just set up wherever you want. So it's kind of coming back from what it was. And so I think that's why that's happened, that there's no late-night vendor here. Somebody hopefully will fill that gap within the next couple days.
I hope so. Yeah.
Because I'm with you. Eating at midnight, that's a great time to have dinner.
Well, especially if, I mean, look, I'm a night owl. I like to be up till at least 2 or 3 a.m. And if the last meal I had was at 8, I'm unhappy. Yeah, come on.
That's tough. Yeah, it was like that for me when I was in jail for civil disobedience, because you only get the last meal of the day at like 5 or 6 or whatever.
Yeah,
super
and,
early. You know, the lights don't go out till 11, and it's like, I got to have something just to put on my stomach. Luckily, you get commissary after a while. So we're here with Tom Woods. Speaking of jail, you were almost arrested, you said, right before we went on the air.
So stupid. So I
was this in New Hampshire?
It was in New Hampshire. It was not 10 miles from this spot.
Wow.
So I made the drive because I was visiting some relatives in Massachusetts. So it was almost a 3-hour drive to get up here, and I had made it about 2 hours and 50 minutes without incident. And I have a radar detector hooked into my car at home in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it was libertarian car expert Eric Peters told me the Valentine one is the one you want. And it was pricey, but man, has that thing paid for itself. So I used that. But it's not really, it's like it's in the, I can't take it out, whatever. So I'm riding in this rental car with no radar detector. But I was driving, so I thought reasonably. I got stopped for speeding. No problem. Until he comes back to the car and says, sir, your license has been suspended.
Oh, so, in Florida?
In Florida. And my immediate response was, of course it isn't. What are you talking about? And I said, I remember there was a time when I didn't pay a ticket, and then they suspended the license. I went to the courthouse. I got it reinstated. I said, I got it
or
reinstated.
Or so you thought.
It turns out that, yes, I called the courthouse today in Kissimmee from my hotel room, and I said, what is the deal? I paid you people. And they said, you did pay us. You're perfectly fine from the courthouse's point of view, but you needed to also go to the DMV and pay them a $60 fine. And nobody told me this.
Oh, so you should have. Yeah. See, Tom, you should have read the tomes and tomes of DMV law.
Provision 12.7. So he said to me at the time, he said, well, look, and plus I thought I had an email receipt proving everything was fine. He said, I have to go with what's in my system. The good news is I'm not going to arrest you. And I thought, well, that's generous.
Yeah.
But your companion has to drive you. And she just has a permit. She never actually learned fully how to. She sort of knows how to drive.
But he didn't know that.
He didn't know.
So wow.
She got us back. It was horrible.
So because the state of Florida suspended your license, they basically turned around and gave your car the driving privileges of it to someone who was not licensed either.
Yeah, pretty much the rental. Yeah.
Don't you love government?
But she had, yeah. No. And it was a permit from another state, not Florida or New Hampshire, and technically he's not supposed to let her use that, because if you have a permit, that means you have to use it with somebody who has a valid license sitting with
right.
you. I don't have a valid license. He basically just said,
whatever,
just drive the
just
hell
go.
Out of here.
Yeah.
But here's the $310 fine for not having the...
So, wait, which town was it that fined you?
I don't, I have to check. It might be that. Is it Whitefield or Whitfield?
That's I think Whitefield. It's a town that is just south of here, not
so
very
So it might have been
far.
There. Yeah.
I mean, yesterday when we went to Littleton, the cops and the stadies were everywhere.
So does that mean you're going to come back and go to court and fight this ridiculous...
No, it wouldn't be remotely worth my time. I just have to swallow. But in my, I have two email lists, and anytime anything crazy happens to me, I turn it into a pitch to sell something. So I thought, well, I got my email for today written. Subject
Almost
line,
arrested.
I was nearly arrested. Yes. And people are going to
get some opens.
How could Goody Two-Shoes Woods be arrested for anything? They have to open that email.
Okay, so here's how you could have taken this to the next level.
And
maybe
I
need
the Ian Freeman lesson.
Maybe you did. Did you record the interaction with the police officer?
No, I didn't think to. I was an idiot. I didn't think to.
So it would have gone viral, right? Like
I
was almost arrested thing. Now we get passed around. People talk about
it. I will
tell
you one thing I recorded, though, that does make me happy. I got a few years ago on my phone a voicemail message saying, if somebody... It was like one of these electronic messages. It was like a person talking like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was saying that I was going to be sued by the IRS because I hadn't paid my taxes. The IRS doesn't sue you,
no.
So it's a scam.
Right. Just call and send us some Bitcoin. And
I remember thinking, I wish I could do something about this, because that's really irritating, because I'm not going to fall for this, but maybe
some
might fall for it. And I thought, wait a minute, I have a podcast, I have recording equipment, what's the matter with me? So I called these bastards, and they answer the phone, and they have Indian accents. A lot of them got busted for this.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
We'll get the rest of the story with Tom Woods coming up here in a moment. Here on Free Talk Live, we are at ForkFest 2020.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we're here at ForkFest 2020, also the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Ian and Aria with Tom Woods. Brought to you by Intercoin. Ethereum smart contracts enable Intercoin to be traded against Bitcoin, Ethereum, as well as a growing set of tokens pegged to your favorite fiat currency. Intercoin can be used to turn these into virtual versions of Bitcoin or U.S. dollars that have all the advanced features of Intercoin community currencies. They would finally be spendable in everyday payments, be programmable, instantly convertible, generate analytics, and much more. When done, people can cash out back into the original versions. Think of Intercoin as a decentralized layer 2 solution that isn't controlled by anyone. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important, we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. So, Tom, you were just about to tell us this story about one of these IRS scams,
yeah,
where there's this robotic voice that called you up. Now, was it on your cell phone?
It was a voice message I'd gotten, and it was saying that I needed to call them
on
back.
Your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they were filing suit against me for not having paid my taxes.
You're
now
a bad
I know
boy.
That they don't that's not how that works. And yeah, I know the whole IRS itself is a scam. That's a separate conversation.
Right, that's a separate right. conversation.
So I thought I'm gonna call these people and I wanted to know what's their angle here? Mm-hmm. Are they trying to scam me out of money? Are they trying to do identity theft?
I'm going to bet, not having heard the story, that they wanted you to buy them Bitcoin, but I want to hear it.
Well, Here's how it actually turned out.
All right.
So I called them up, they answered. I love this. They answered, hello, Internal Revenue Service, as if that's what happens when you call the IRS. Somebody says hello. You get sent into a big menu system, of course, but they answer, hello, Internal Revenue
Service. Hello, Internal Revenue Service.
And the thing is, now, I've gotten good at this because I've now done this several times. You have to sound slightly stupid. If you sound too smart, they know they don't have anything on you. But if you sound too stupid, they think you're scamming them. So you have to sound a little slow. So I was very upset. What could this be about? I've paid my taxes. Sir, you have not. And then the whole thing, right?
Yeah, okay.
So I wanted to, what are they going to do? So I tried to follow this all the way through. I managed to get them to send me to the next guy. I thought, oh, I'm doing great. Here's what they wanted
to
do.
A different department, right?
Different department, because he's going to negotiate with me. Because they told me I owed like $6,000. And I told them that I had only $2,000 in the bank.
Right.
So it turns out that you'll never guess the amount they were willing to negotiate me
$2,000.
They were willing to take my last dime from me, these people.
Well, I mean, the real IRS would do the same.
They would do the same. Yeah, that's true. doesn't excuse it, however. So it turns out that the way they wanted me to do this was to get in my car, keep the phone call going. If I hung up, the police were going to come after me. I had to keep the phone call going while I drove to the closest Target and bought $2,000 worth of Target gift cards.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, who falls for the U.S. government accepting Target gift cards for the IRS? But apparently people do. And so I kept them going for as long as possible. And then finally, it had to be given away. And shortly after that, this amazing entrepreneur created something called the Jolly Roger Telephone Company. And it has artificial intelligence. If you get one of these calls, you switch it over to the Johnny Roger software, and they keep the guy tied in knots the whole time. And then, like, you'll get the whole thing explained, and then the voice will say, I'm sorry, I didn't catch any of that. Could you explain that all? It's so awesome. It's $6 a year to subscribe to this. They're like, it's so great.
God. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I hope that guy makes a billion.
I know. There's a private sector answer to these things.
Yeah, it's exactly right. So that's really cool. And I'm so glad to see you here at this festival. And, you know, the interesting, when are you leaving?
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Well, if you want to stay longer, there's a whole other week of forecast.
I know. I got to get back to the
kiddos,
though.
You're going to miss the rock show if you leave Sunday.
Yeah.
And that does make me sad.
Wait, aren't you doing like a practice session on Saturday?
Not now.
No?
Not if we can keep Tom here until...
I wish, but honestly, I'm traveling so much, I got
to
get back.
Yeah, I heard you. Where are you going to
the
next?
Kiddos. Well, after this, they are still having Freedom Fest in Las Vegas.
Right.
And on the principle, you know, I was telling you before we started recording that when I heard that this was still happening during a year when everything's been canceled, I want to go to the things that are still happening and support
me too.
Them. So in Las Vegas, you know, Vegas has been slow to reopen, but they are going to have Freedom Fest come what may. And Freedom Fest is a weird event. I mean, you know, if you think Pork Fest is an oddball event, it's not, actually. Freedom Fest is the oddball event in that you'll have neocons there, you have crazy warmongering people, you have Mitt Romney voters who think they're really out of the mainstream because they're voting for Mitt Romney.
This is what you're sending me to?
But then there's all our people. You know, like there's you know, Michael Malice and me and Angela McArdle and ANCAPs everywhere. So
yeah,
it's like oil
mix.
And water.
Yeah, it's a weird mix. I mean, I only went once. I went last year for the first time, and it was Penn Jillette on stage with Glenn Beck and the organizer of Freedom Fest. That was like the main event at that, because I didn't go to anything else. I just wanted to see Penn Jillette. And it was really, you know, it was an interesting event because of that mix that Tom's talking about. You've got hardcore anarchist types mixed in with these conservative types. And
like the worst kind of conservatives, like dumb,
see,
boring.
I managed to avoid most of them, so I'm sure they were there.
But I mean, I don't want to be mistaken as saying that it's therefore not a good event. There are a lot of great stuff that has just not all my kind of people. And I'm sure those people would say I'm not their kind of, you know,
But it's a good thing for different groups to mix like
that. It is good. It is. I mean, at least we'll listen to each other. Well, the one of the big things they're doing there is every year they do a mock trial. And this time, it's the lockdowns on trial.
Oh, good.
And they have Catherine Bernard, who's an attorney, arguing against the lockdowns. Michael Shermer in favor.
Okay.
And they got old Woods here as the judge. Unfortunately, the judge is a merely ceremonial position because they vote from the audience. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
That is fun. How many of those have you gone to?
This is only maybe my second.
Okay.
I went about 10 years ago. They've been asking me every year.
If I can make it there, it'll be my second. I'm supposed to go, but I'm not going to put a mask on to get on a plane. I won't do it.
Well,
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there are airlines where they say, as part of their policy, do not harass people who aren't wearing masks.
So if that works, then I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be in Vegas. And I'll also be at, of course, Anarcho Vegas and the Crypto Vegas conference as well. So you can join Free Talk Live there and, you know, get out there and do something because there aren't very many options in the market these days.
Right.
Literally, this is it. Like the Porcupine Freedom Festival, what other festivals are happening? Because I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burning Man's been canceled. So that's over.
Well, the libertarians are still gathering, so that's something.
Yep, that's true. And we continue doing that here in New Hampshire. And libertarians are gathering in New Hampshire. I mean, Tom, you're not making the move immediately, but maybe a few more pork fests.
I haven't ruled out that when I get a little older, I might do that. I don't want to relocate my kids again, basically, because they've just moved over and over. And, I mean, enough's enough. We got to give them roots somewhere.
Where in Florida are you?
Not far from Orlando.
Okay. Yeah.
Which has pros and cons, right? There are things to do, but then there are annoying tourists. But they bring money, and so, you know. But
tell me what our listeners will find at tomspodcast.com.
Well, there you'll find the nearly 1,700 episodes on every libertarian topic under the sun, with titles like Abolish the CIA and all kinds of other things that make our hearts go aflutter as libertarians, as well as links to subscribe for free.
And what about your Facebook friends are wrong about this new book series?
I've been releasing free books, free e-books, all of which are called, or several of which are called, Your Facebook Friends Are Wrong About Blank.
Yeah.
So whenever something, like for example, there, obviously we've had a lot of debate about health care, and people are saying if you don't support Obamacare, then you want hundreds of thousands of people to die or whatever. And so I wrote, Your Facebook Friends Are Wrong About Healthcare. But more recently, the thing your Facebook friends have been the wrongest about, in fact, they probably dropped you as a friend by this point, has been the lockdowns.
Oh, God.
So I wrote, Your Facebook Friends Are Wrong About the Lockdown. And it's the best. I mean, I've been writing in my email newsletter, I've been smashing this thing every day, you know, for weeks, until George Floyd came along, then I talked about other things. But now they're trying to bring they were trying to lock back down again. I'm back talking about the lockdown.
Well, they got away with it once. They're going to try again.
Yeah, they're going to try again.
And they're going to try to push further. And in a lot of places, it's probably going to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if people who love freedom don't do something, and in my opinion, get out of where they feel stuck, you can still leave in most places of the U.S., right? Like, you can leave a place. Yeah. You should probably get to New Hampshire sooner rather than later, because numbers matter. Numbers matter. We were talking off the air about the video of the goon squad coming here to Porkfest a few years ago that you had checked out.
Yeah.
You found that pretty impressive. Well, it would have been harder if I was alone. There was a crowd of 24 people that had surrounded these scumbags trying to extort taxes out of the kind, peaceful vendors here, and we ran them right out of this park. So having numbers helps, and that's what this libertarian movement is missing. We just don't have the numbers concentrated in one place. That's happening here. Tom Woods, check out tomspodcast.com for more of him. Thank you for joining us here on Free Talk Live.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it. We got more coming up here from the Saturday night episode of Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2020 and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.